The board's discussion of the most recent resignations was closed to the public. Afterward, the board's chairman, Peter Hahn, said, in many ways, Thorpe is doing a good job, but with this caveat.
Of course, it's equally clear he needs to be successful in clearing up some lingering issues on campus.
Those issues started 2 years ago with football. The NCAA caught some former UNC players cheating in classes and taking gifts from agents. Then that scandal spilled over into the Department of African and Afro-American Studies when an internal investigation found some of its professors gave athletes and others good grades without assigning work. Now it's fundraising. Vice Chancellor and top fundraiser Matt Kupek resigned this week, and so did another fundraiser, Tammy Hansbrough. UNC caught them paying for personal trips with university money. Hansbrough is the divorced mother of former UNC basketball star Tyler Hansbrough. When she got her fundraising job, she and Kupek were in a relationship. Her $95,000 a year position was funded by Kupek's office, although it was based in the Office of Student Affairs. Chancellor Thorpe said their resignations will lead to changes.
We've tightened up things in athletics compliance. We've tightened up things monitoring teaching loads. And now we're going to tighten up things monitoring vice chancellor's expenses. And, you know, every time we do that, we make Carolina a stronger university.
Why was the decision made for Ms. Hansbrough to have what was basically a fundraising role but report to Vice Chancellor Winston Crisp instead of Vice Chancellor Kupek?
Well, it's common for fundraisers to be in student affairs or the College of Arts and Sciences or the library. You know, almost every unit in the university has a fundraiser.
When Mrs. Hansbrough came on, was there any awareness of a relationship between Mr. Kupek and Ms. Hansbrough?
We did know when she moved to student affairs that they were involved, and having her in student affairs where she didn't report to him was consistent with the university's nepotism policy. And we have lots of married couples that work in the university or people who are involved in relationships that we manage, and that's why the university and the system have nepotism policies to take care of that.
Was there discussion about if the fundraising nature of this and the trips could present some sort of conflict because of their relationship?
The situation was handled according to the nepotism policy, and it's common for fundraisers to travel together. And what I don't think we knew until we started talking about this the last 2 or 3 weeks was the extent of it, but more importantly, you know, the conspicuous nature of the destinations that they were traveling to.
So what's being done to prevent something like this from happening again?
Well, it's a two-step process. First, we got to get internal audit to make sure that they've found whatever problems need to be found. And then we'll have to have a discussion about what we do to have the vice chancellor's travel expenses and maybe some other things that senior officers have the authority to expense. We'll come up with a way to review that even further.
How much of a blow is it to lose Kupek? I mean, you said in a statement earlier this week he's raised billions for the university, and I guess you guys are in the planning stages right now of the next huge fundraising campaign?
Yeah, it's a huge blow to lose Matt because he's done two big fundraising campaigns before, and we're gearing up to do a third one, and so his experience doing that would have been vital. Certainly the relationships that he has throughout the country would have been important, but the position of vice chancellor for advancement at a great university like Carolina is a coveted position, and we'll attract somebody to that job who brings that same experience and also some new contacts and ideas that we haven't had for 21 years because we've had Matt Kupek there for 21 years.
Chancellor Holden Thorpe says some donors called the fundraising office this week to say they're sad Kupek resigned, and others called to say they're angry UNC is in trouble yet again. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Chapel Hill.